It is a pleasure to welcome to Triple M Jamie Elliott of the Collingwood Football Club, who unfortunately this is the first time I've seen you all year, basically, Jamie, other than in the medical rooms. How are you? Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Tell me about
how you're traveling. Morning.
Not too bad.
Yeah, how's injury? No. Where are you? How far away?
Wish I could say this week, but I won't play till next year.
So you've missed the entire year. Tell us about this back injury, and you had surgery 9.5 weeks ago. How's it all going?
It's going well. I had a scan yesterday. I'm going to start running today at some sort of pace.
So today's your first run for how long?
Today's my first run. I haven't done any physical activity apart from walking for 12 and a half weeks. So it's a little bit exciting.
Don't worry. You get over it. Mick and I get through. Like, okay.
What about ballet? When do you start the ballet? I heard it's big down there.
I've been working pretty closely with Reedy and the ballet teacher.
Talk me through it. I want to know what happens. So you go and have a lesson. What's it involve?
Well, they do a
you
lot
get
of
the leg warmers on.
Well, for me, there's not a lot I can do apart from leg work, calf work, a lot of deep muscle activation.
Yeah.
Just to protect that around my back.
So you pop on the tights.
At home, I think Reedy does. That's not me, mate. I don't do that.
No tutus?
No tutus.
All right. Is there a standout? Is there someone who's taken to this? You go, ooh.
I don't think you understand that we don't actually do ballet.
No, in my mind, you're doing ballet.
I'll let you imagine that then.
You're floating around.
Well, it's definitely far from that. But there's a lot of little work that we do that that they do at the ballet. And they work massive days. And we're trying to incorporate that, and it's helped Reedy massively, and we've seen the year that he's had. So,
yeah, cool.
So it's been the core strength and that type of thing?
Yeah, everything around my back.
Tell us about the mechanics of this injury that you've had, and what was the operation for?
So it's called the Pars defect, and from what I know, it's very individual how it reacts. Usually it reacts fine to rest, and a lot of fast bowlers get it because they get back into the extension. But with mine, it was a partial crack to start with, and then it ended up wanting to be a full crack. So
this is a vertebrae in your back?
Yeah, my L5 vertebrae, the transverse process. And mine wanted to heal, but it wanted to crack at the same time, and I was putting enough force into it that it wanted to crack. So what they've done is put a screw either side of my L5 vertebrae, and hopefully that holds it together.
And when will you have the screws removed, if ever?
Well, I'm getting my left one removed on the 6th or 7th of September, but the right one's going to stay in because that was the main crack.
And this means you'll be right for next season, get into pre-season training, fingers crossed that everything goes well today with your first run?
Yeah, well, I'll start running today. He said I shouldn't have a problem with it. I'll get the screw out and I'll be running basically the next day, he said. So there shouldn't be any setbacks.
Yes. So a frustrating year for you. Can I ask where do you watch the football? Do you sit in the coach's box?
I usually do sit in the coach's box. I don't really like
sitting
on there.
How's that going? Has that been an eye-opener for you?
Well, the seats are definitely comfier, but it definitely has been an eye-opener to imagine what everybody said about me while I'm down there, while I do something wrong. I've been fortunate to be in a couple of wins lately, so it hasn't been too hectic up there.
And what about for the Tigers tonight? Where will you be watching that?
I'll be watching at home tonight.
Home?
Yeah.
On the couch?
Yeah, on the couch cool. With the heater on.
Good for you.
Yeah, stay warm, mate, particularly after you have a run today. Just
exactly.
Take it nice and
might
easy.
Might need to recover.
Hey, and what we're going to do is help you recover even better. And our friends at Temper Beds. Now, Luke Darcy, we've heard about the Temper Bed.
Am I the only one who doesn't have one of these beds?
Currently, probably. And you should get on this because they were brought to our attention by Darren Hinch, who said, I have got this bed. It is the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Everyone's got one.
Zero gravity, and it's got in a lot of ways, the mechanics of a hospital bed. So I can go up, and you can sit in bed, watch the telly, bring it down. Some people like it flat, Mick. Some people like it up a little bit.
Sure.
You've got it on both sides, so yeah, if your partner's in bed.
You've got the massage.
Some
come with the speakers.
You've got one.
I've got one, yeah.
You're going to get one. You're going to get one. Thanks to Temper Beds, they're going to provide Jamie with a new bed to help you.
I've already got one.
You've got it already?
Yeah.
Oh, they've provided you with one.
Why don't you watch it there? Why don't you watch it in bed?
Well, I will be.
I might come and join you. we might have to top and tail on the Temper bed, I reckon.
Jason from Temper looked after me, and John from Nunawading, Harvey Norman, got me down there and organised me with a bed.
Has it been good?
It's been the best thing I've had.
You're giving it a run in the old...
I've slept in it.
You got those.
I won't go into any detail about that.
Speed,
it's definitely sturdy. Yeah.
Is it good?
Nah, it's very good. Like you said, it's adjustable with the head, the feet, and that's perfect for me. It puts me into a neutral position. So, if I'm laying on a flat bed, and I'm a stomach sleeper normally, but with this, I can lay on my back, put my feet up a little bit, and it takes all the stress out of my back. So, it's been amazing for me.
Now, is the president aware of your travel plans? Has he signed off on all this?
I think he's slightly aware of them.
Is he aware of it? Do you want to tell him where you're going?
I'm going to the Greek Islands.
This has got disaster written all over it.
Yeah.
We'll
apparently
not
the weather's not that great over there.
When's this happening?
I haven't booked a return flight. It's just one way. So I don't know if I can play footy over there.
You should see if you get Swanee to go along.
Yeah, if we lose tonight, there might be a few.
I think you'll already be over there.
Swanee's going. Swanee's
there.
No ballet in Mykonos, let me tell you.
Mate,
horizontal ballet.
You would have seen Mo join us, Moana Hope, who's our female signee. She's got the same sleeve as you and Swanee.
I don't know if he's exactly the same. I haven't actually met her yet. I've been fantastic. In and out of the club lately, so... No, I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Good on you, mate. How are the boys? Are they right to go tonight?
I think they are, yeah. It's been a good build-up this week. I'm looking forward to watching them and seeing how they...
A bit overconfident. Sounds a bit overconfident.
Is it? Well, it's better than being not confident, isn't it?
True.
Jamie, it should be a good game.
Good luck, mate.
Good luck to you.
Hey, Mick, Jamie hasn't played all year.
Yeah, yet, terrible.
It still remains the most popular...
he was saying that shifts more merchandise.
Yep. I think I was saying that when I walked in.
Yeah. He told me about it.
Reminded
me. One of the pay rise already. So he hasn't played all year. Yeah. But he is. He's one of the most popular players in football, and we can't wait to get you back.
His clothes would fit the kids.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
That's true,
take
yeah.
it straight off your back, and away you go. Good on you, Jamie.
Jamie Elliott is going to lie down in his temper bed, get his back right. Yeah. Good luck when the screw comes out. Enjoy the Greek Isles, mate. And most importantly, enjoy that run this afternoon. Back after 12 weeks of non-activity, back on the training track at the Holden Centre today. Good on you. Jamie Elliott from the Collingwood Football Club.